Catch you up on local news, beginning with COVID-19. Unfortunately, case numbers still continuing to rise in North Carolina. State health officials today reported more than 3,100 new cases in the last 24 hours. That's the first time we've seen more than 3,000 new cases in a single day. North Carolina also crossed a grim milestone today, 300,000 total confirmed cases of COVID-19 since the pandemic began. Hospitalizations are also slightly up, with nearly 1,250 residents in the hospital with the virus. That's not quite a record for the state, but it is very close. Amidst those negative trends, Governor Roy Cooper yesterday imposed new restrictions on indoor gatherings and urged residents to keep taking precautions. 97 on the Hill's Al Karras with more.
During North Carolina's Phase 3 extension, Cooper said the indoor gathering limit will be decreased to further mitigate the spread of COVID-19.
Considering our trends and cooler weather driving events indoors, North Carolina will remain paused in our current Phase 3, and we will adjust our indoor gathering limit down from 25 to 10 people.
Under Executive Order 176, the outdoor mass gathering limit will remain at 50 people. Reduced capacity limits for restaurants, bars, and gyms will also remain unchanged. Additionally, religious gatherings, wedding ceremonies, funeral services, and other First Amendment activities are not subject to the 10-person indoor mass gathering limit. Cooper said the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services saw an increase in COVID-19 spread from social gatherings in October. He said this reduction in indoor gatherings aims to slow that spread and bring down the number of cases in the state.
Our trends have avoided spikes, but they remain stubbornly high, and that's troubling. Other states have experienced spikes that have jumped quickly on them and their hospitals, causing more sickness and death. To avoid that, we need to focus on bringing our numbers down.
Last Friday, the Department of Health and Human Services reported the most new COVID-19 cases in a single day since the pandemic began, with 2,908 cases. On Tuesday, the state also reported 1,230 statewide hospitalizations due to COVID-19, the second highest total since the pandemic began. Nationwide, Johns Hopkins University says the country has now passed 10 million cases. As the number of COVID-19 cases continues to grow, North Carolina health officials continue to urge residents to follow the 3 W's, wearing masks, washing hands, and waiting 6 feet apart. Face coverings are also still required in public when it's not possible to maintain social distancing. As indoor gathering limits are decreased and pandemic restrictions continue, Cooper said the state will be offering emergency aid to restaurants who need it.
In addition, we've been providing some direct help. And this week, there will be some additional assistance for restaurants. Starting Thursday, full-service restaurants seeking help with rent payments or mortgage interest may apply to the North Carolina Department of Commerce for up to $20,000.
As North Carolina and the country continues to wade its way through the pandemic, Cooper said it's important to remain safe and vigilant through the holiday season, whether that means reducing the Thanksgiving invite list, spacing out tables, or getting a COVID test before an event.
And I want North Carolinians to keep something else in mind as plans come together. This pandemic will end. A vaccine is in the final stages of development, and the FDA has authorized a promising new treatment. Hope is on the horizon. This pandemic will not last forever.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Al Karras.
The pandemic is, though, still having widespread and lasting impacts. UNC Athletics now says it's expecting to lose nearly $30 million in revenue due to the virus. The good news is that's down from an earlier projection of $50 million, but obviously still significant. The Rams Club is trying to help recoup those losses. This week, they announced a new fundraising effort called the Carolina Victory Fund. In Greensboro, the president of Guilford College says she's recommending the college eliminate nearly half of its academic majors, 19 in all. And in Durham, the sheriff's office has had to close its records office after getting some positive COVID-19 tests among staffers there. That office is now closed for deep cleaning. Staying with law enforcement, the North Carolina Sheriff's Association has issued a report with recommendations for reform in the wake of George Floyd's death earlier this year and demonstrations against racial injustice in policing. The report calls for additional training and regular mental health screenings for deputies. It also calls for reforms to make it easier to move officers out of law enforcement after they commit misconduct. Turning to Chapel Hill news, a UNC student and her dog were both hospitalized with injuries this week after they were hit by a car Sunday night on East Franklin Street near Davie Circle. Sinclair Larson was walking her dog when they were hit. They were using a marked crosswalk. Larson is now out of the hospital, but there is a GoFundMe page to raise money to cover the medical bills. You can get a link to it on our website, chapelboro.com. Chapel Hill police are investigating the accident. And in Hillsboro, officials are looking to make a change to the town's noise ordinance. That issue came up again at this week's town board meeting. 97.9 The Hill's Bright McConnell has more.
The Hillsboro Board of Commissioners heard clarifications and shared thoughts on changes it is considering during its virtual meeting, continuing a discussion from October about how to stop amplified sound from potentially disrupting downtown residences. Hillsboro Mayor Jen Weaver spoke with 97.9 The Hill's Aaron Keck about the commissioner's feedback.
After last night's conversation, we, I believe, are nearing a conclusion of this discussion and coming to actually making some decisions. Chief Hampton, in presenting last night, made it clear that the existing ordinance isn't working for any of the parties, including the police department.
The police chief's comments stress the need for an update to be made to the four-year-old noise ordinance to better address the town's growing nightlife. Initial complaints from residences about amplified music coming from the Hot Tin Roof Bar on West Margaret Lane began the conversation about a change in January. Town officials have since expressed hopes to create a noise ordinance beneficial to both fitting residences' needs while also accounting for the town's continual growth and development of local businesses. Hampton said Monday changing the ordinance to be clearer for late night hours is a priority for community members who have complained. His suggestion is to now have a set time indoor music and sound cannot be amplified, compared to a decibel-based reading system established 4 years ago. Based on how easily the sound can be heard from other properties between 12 a.m. and 7 a.m., the police chief said officers would then enforce the noise ordinance and approach the property in violation.
If we can hear it and somebody says it bothers them, that is in violation at that point. It's very clear. It's very easy. We either hear sound or we don't. We have somebody saying it's a problem or they don't. So it's simply trying to balance the interest of protecting the residents who may live near these places after whatever that time cutoff is.
Additional changes Hampton discussed with the town commissioners included changing the ordinance to being enforced as a civil penalty instead of a criminal one. Commissioners debated the use of a tiered fine system, which punishes violators of the ordinance in an increasing manner after receiving a warning. The penalty would be brought against the business or the person in control of the violating property, with appeals being made directly to the Hillsboro Chief of Police. Other elements commissioners reviewed were whether to create a special events exception to the ordinance and whether to include outdoor amplified sound, which is not addressed in the current noise ordinance. Weaver told 97.9 The Hill the plan following the meeting is for Hampton to craft wording for a new noise ordinance based on this feedback that the town board will later consider approving.
It will likely be a little bit further down the road. I am guessing December would be my guess.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.
And congratulations to Donna Jones, Assistant Dean of Students at UNC. She was just elected to succeed Anna Richards as the next president of the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP. Richards last year was honored as the top branch president in the state. She's not going anywhere. She'll stay on as vice president of the chapter. Time now for sports, brought to you this hour by Franklin Street Realty. Top-ranked UNC women's soccer beat Virginia Tech 1-0 in the ACC quarterfinals last night in Cary. Brianna Pinto with the game-winning goal in the first half. UNC will face number 3 Virginia in the semis Friday at 8 p.m. Over to basketball, men first. Tar Heel senior Garrison Brooks was named as the preseason ACC Player of the Year in a media poll. Carolina was picked to finish 4th in the conference. Virginia is your preseason favorite, followed by Duke and Florida State. Two high schoolers also signed letters of intent to play for Carolina in 2021, both of them four-star recruits, DeMarco Dunn and Dontrez Styles. Tar Heel women's basketball also had a big day today. Four high schoolers signed letters of intent for 2021. Destiny Adams, Tiani Key, Kayla McPherson, and Marasha Wiggins are all ranked among the top 18 players in their class. Together, they are rated as the second-best recruiting class in the nation. UNC women's basketball basketball also released its schedule for the upcoming season, beginning with the home game against Radford on November 25th. The conference slate begins on December 10th at Wake Forest. And Carolina's first home conference game will be December 17th against Syracuse. Get the full schedule at GoHeels.com. And quickly in football, Inside Carolina reports Tar Heel linebacker Matthew Flint has entered the transfer portal. Flint has not played this year. He opted out due to COVID-19.